We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Shar HaTorah, Perek Beis. The paragraph which begins, Uke'en Zeh, Yisa Gam Kein B'Midrash Rabbah. Now, it could be some additions, it's in the middle of the paragraph, so I apologize for that. We're discussing here with Rabbi Yehuda. So if you look for a pasuk which begins, Shechayres K'ayrev, pasuk from Mishlei, Shir Hashirim. Just to continue, but first with a little introduction, the topic here of discussion is the importance and the schar of Talmud Torah. The schar of Talmud Torah, the reward that one gets for learning Torah. The Medrash tells us, Rabbi Yehuda pasa kro betamidei chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda, when he gave shir, he explained the psukim. One pasuk says, "Shchayres k'ayrev, black as raven." The talmidei chachamim are sometimes referred to that they're black as a raven. A raven is a black bird after they grow up. Kos of Echara Imer, it says in Nachum, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Hei, Mar Eihen Kalapidim Kabrokim Yuraitseitsu. Their appearance, referring to Talmidei Chachamim, is like flames. They run like lightning. So, is it that they are Shcheiris Ka'irev, or is it that they are Mar Eihen Kalapidim Kabrokim Yuraitseitsu? Is their appearance like flames that they run like lightning? Says Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Elu B'nei Torah. These are the B'nei Torah. Shehem Nirin Ki'urin U'shchayrin Ba'ilum Hazeh. We're talking about two different time periods. Here in this world, there could be times when the Talmidei Chachamim, where B'nei Torah rather, are viewed as to appear like they are ugly, like they are black. Avalosid lovoi, avalosid, in the future. Mar ehen kalapidim. But in the future, in Olam Haba, their appearance will be flaming bright.
By the way, the Kalapidim.
Om Rab Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. Rab Tanchum says, in the name of Rab Chaniloi, Bar Chaniloi, Kol ha-mariv atzmo el divrei Torah b'olam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu masbi'o el olam haba. Whoever goes hungry, whoever starves himself, here in this world, b'olam el divrei Torah b'olam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu masbi'o el olam haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu satiates him in the world to come. Shenemar yivyun mideshin beisecha. We know you say these words on a regular basis. They will be satiated, Yirviyun, Mideshin Beisecha, from the abundance of your house. Your house is the house of Hashem. Once again, these words are coming to give chizuk. It could be times when a person who learns Torah, he's not able to focus as much on Olam Hazeh and earning a living as much. And therefore, he might have less. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the person, it's an investment, and your less will be more. Now this is a beautiful medrash, which we will see now, dissecting, phrase by phrase, this, which we know, this is what we say before the tkiyas, this is what we say on Rosh Hashanah. And he begins as follows, says the Medrash, L'Matzeach Ibnei Korach Mizmor. To the conductor, a song, L'Bnei Korach, for the B'nei Korach, the sons of Korach. Shimu Zois Kol Ha'amim. All the nations of the world, listen to this. Shimu Zois Kol Ha'amim. What does that mean? Zeh Shomar Kosuv, that refers to what we say in Kehelis in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, the Mosoik Ha'ar V'Toiv Le'inayim. What does it mean, the Mosoik Ha'ar in Toiv Le'inayim? The light is sweet and it is good for the eyes. Light refers to life. Ma Mosoik Hu Oiroi Shel Oilam Haba? Just like the sweet refers to the light of the Olam Haba, of the world to come. Ashrei Adam, fortunate is the man. Sheyesh loy maisim toivim, kidei sheyere oisei ha'ar. Fortunate is this person who has good deeds, that he will merit to see this light of Olam Haba. Shenemar v'oyavav, kitseis ha'shemesh begvorosay. And those who love him, referring to Hashem, will be like the rising sun in all of its power. We know, especially in this heat wave we just had, the power of this heat, the rays of the sun. We've also had rain on a regular basis, and we were all too happy when it Matzoy Shabbos, when it started pouring rain, and that heat wave broke. Here we're discussing V'oyavav Kitseis Hashem Ishpik V'rosoi. Those who learn the Torah, they love Hashem. And unfortunately, the flip side, one might not realize it, but one who does not learn Torah says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have no interest in you. I have no interest. We all know by little children, anything they do is only half of an accomplishment. The full accomplishment is when someone sees what they're doing. If they're on the monkey bars, they want someone to watch what they're doing. If they're trying to hit that ball, it's only half the excitement. It's when someone sees what they're doing. I had a situation, I was just driving down the block, and one of my children, he sees me coming down the block in the car, he starts screaming out, "Watch, look what I'm doing." I didn't even park the car yet. I mean, forget about taking the hat and jacket off. I'm still in the car coming down the block. Well, Abba, watch what I'm doing. Watch what I'm doing. There's a relationship that exists. There's a caring between that son and the child, and the child and the son. And that's just a mashal, because when it comes to Bimur HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah 1, you saw the Raisa Kuchibichu Chadu, as the Zohar Kadosh says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael and Torah, we're all one. So when the person, when that child would say, or to his friend, to his parent, to his teacher, look what I'm about to do. And what's the response? That other person turns the head and says, I don't care to see what you're about to do. I don't care what to hear what you have to say. It's very insulting. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and that Tzadi Tes says the same point. That when a person learns Torah, when it's good for them, when their schedule works out for them, I don't mean, what that means is the person says, you know what that person says? Hashem, I'm not interested. And that's the person telling Hashem. He doesn't have his kviyas itim, he doesn't have his set time to learn. Once in a blue moon, whatever it might be. The Gemara goes so far as to use a very strong mashal. And if it wasn't for the Gemara saying it, I couldn't say it. The Gemara says a person who learns Torah once in a while, it's like a person who commits adultery. With one person one time, another person another time. That's the Gemara goes so far to give such a mashal like this. There's no relationship to Hashem. Once in a while, yeah, okay, it's kedai to learn today. This is an interesting topic. This topic I like. The person who says that the Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is my father, Hashem is giving me the oxygen to breathe. There's no such thing as, I'm not going to learn Torah. We'll take it afterwards. I just want to get the flow here. Rabbi Abba Omar, Rabbi Abba says, "Ma misukim heim dvarim hanim shalom l'or." How sweet are these things? hanim shalom la'or, that are compared to the light. As the pasuk in Mishlei tells us, ki ner mitzvah, ner, the light of the candle, the Torah or, and the Torah is light, is the or. Ashri odom shiroya es ha-Torah mulubenes kashelek. Fortunate is the person. Shiroya es ha-Torah, that sees a Torah, mulubenes kashelek, which is white, which is bright and light like the snow. She'en soif lematon scharen shel amlei Torah. There is no end to the reward of those who learn Torah. Hashem will give them all the good that is waiting for them. Because the merit of the Torah that they learned from the light which is hidden and waiting for them. At that time, they will say to the nations of the world, Zachinu! Zachinu! We merited! Al shasaknu b'Torah! Why? Because we involved ourselves in Limud HaTorah. Vatem, what were you telling us? Vatem, heina, hisim, haim, lanu, they were telling us, Larika atem yigayim. You're wasting your time. What are you studying about? The ox goring somebody, hitting another ox? Look outside. Do you see any oxen? I see a Ford. I see horses. No oxen. What are you wasting your time with the pebbles and the stones and this and that? And the person might say, you know, it doesn't apply. Now, of course, we know that the halachas of Chosh and Mishpat are learned from these Gemaras. Of Baba Kama, Baba Metzi, and other Gemaras. Of whether if Chas Hashem one car hits another car. Well, imagine the car is driving down the road and a rock shoots out and hits another person's windshield. Well, what's the halacha? Who's chayev? Who's potter? Well, where do you go to find these halachas? Ein chodesh tachas Hashem. It's nothing new under the sun. But this is the guy you make fun. Unfortunately, there are others who make fun as well. Vatem, they were telling us, Larika Temi game, you're working for nothing. Ru matan schara, now look at the reward. Look at the reward Hashem has given us. Shinemar says, Shimu zois kol ha'amim. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, Shimu zois kol ha'amim? Listen to this, kol ha'amim, all the nations. Listen to look at the reward that Hashem is giving us now. What is zois ve'en zois el ha'tairah? Zeus refers to the Torah, Shinemar, Zeus HaTorah. This is the Torah. I'd like to take a minute to share with you a maral, which I say over from time to time. Even though we're in the middle of the beautiful Medrash here. But it's very appropriate when we said Zeus HaTorah. We know there's a pasuk which we say Four times a week. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon. By Kriyas HaTorah, after the person does Hagbah, Zois HaTorah Asher Samoishe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael. Zois HaTorah, this is the Torah, Asher Samoishe, the Moshe placed Lifnei B'nei Yisrael, before B'nei Yisrael. The one who does the Hagbah picks it up, and this is how we respond. The Maral Asakasha. We all know there's not one extra word in the Torah. The Maral says the pasuk could have been written a little differently. Zois HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe LeBnei Yisrael. The pasuk could have been written Zois HaTorah. This is the Torah Asher Sam Moshe that Moshe Benu gave LeBnei Yisrael to B'nai Yisrael. What's this word Lifnei B'nai Yisrael? What's this word lifnei that Moshe Rabbeinu gave before B'nai Yisrael? Asked the Maral in the Hagdama to the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael. In his opening remarks to the Sefer. And he explains a very important concept. He explains a fact of life. And he says, that the Torah is a chayfetz munach. The Torah is a chayfetz, an item which is resting. Call Misha, Roitza Litol, whoever wants to come and take it, Yavo V'yitol. Whoever wants to learn Torah can learn Torah. The Maral says it's a mistake for people to think that the Torah is for Tamidei Chachamim, that the Torah is for this person, for this these Rabbanim. The Torah is for every single man, for every single person in Klal Yisrael to learn. And he has his chiv of Talmud Torah, and he has his connection with Talmud Torah. Maral doesn't say it over here, but Yesh Yisrael is an acronym for Yesh Hishim Oisis L'Torah. Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael, is Yesh Shishim Oisius L'Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Every single person, his neshama connects to a certain letter in the Torah. You ever wonder why if one letter is not written well, so halachically that it's possible to save a Torah, why is the whole entire Torah is not good anymore? Because it's all one piece. We're all one. The Maral says, Zois ha-Torah she-som lifnei b'nei Yisrael. This is the Torah which was put lifnei, before b'nei Yisrael. What does before mean? Before each and every Jewish person. Everyone has that chelek of Torah. Everyone has a portion of the Torah that he can relate to, that is his, that he can grow on, he can connect to. And everyone has to realize this. It's not the Torah is for the Talmidei Chachamim. It's not that the Torah is for the Rabbanim. The Torah is for every single person. That's why this word is here. Zayis haTorah she'som lifnei. Before who? Before who? Before every single member of B'nai Yisrael. So Mitzvah Hashem, from now on, for the rest of our lives, when we see that person doing Hagban, we say these words, Zayis haTorah she'som lifnei, she'som Moshe lifnei B'nai Yisrael. This can be a chizik, a reminder to all of us that that's my Torah. I have a chelik in it. It might be hard sometimes to understand what's being said. Maybe yes. You know what? It's supposed to be hard. Break your teeth on it. That's our Torah. Lifnei. That's mine. B'nei Yisrael. This is how the Maral explains that apparent extra word. Lifnei B'nei Yisrael. Now we continue here with the Medrash explaining the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel in Tehillim, Lamaseichem Nekairach, and he says, Hazinu kol Yoishvei Cholid. What does it mean, Hazinu kol Yoishvei Cholid? He says like this, listen, kol Yoishvei Cholid, all those who are Yoishvei Cholid. What does it mean, Yoishvei Cholid? Pay close attention. To all those who live in the decaying world, Cholid is like rust. Like rust. Eilu b'nei Adam, shemalim chaluda b'gehenim. These are the people who continue to decay, to rust in Gehenim. Who are these people? Umihaim, says the Medrash. Gam b'nei Adam, gam b'nei Ish. These are the children of Adam. Gam b'nei Ish. The sons of Ish. What does this mean? Adam zeh Avraham. Shenemar ha-Adam ha-Godl ba-Nokim. Gam b'nei Adam eilu b'nei Yishmael. U'b'nei Keturah. Gam b'nei Ish eilu b'nei Koirach. Shenikru Ish Tzadik. Dover Acher eilu umois Ovdei Elilim, Sheyordin LeGehenim. These are the nations of the world who worship idols, and they will go to the depths of Gehenim. Yachad Oshir V'Evyon. Together, the Oshir, the wealthy one, and the Evyon, and the destitute. Oshir Batoyra V'Evyon Batoyra. What does it mean? The Oshir Batoyra, an Oshir Batoyra, a wealthy person in Torah will go down to Gehenim? What does that mean? This refers to Doyeg v'Achi Teufel. Doyeg and Achi Teufel, Afal Pishoyu Rosh Sanhedrius. They were the leaders of the Sanhedrin. Yardin legehenim. They will go down to Gehenim. As the Gemara explains, and those that explain that Doig Nachi Teufel, their Torah was Misafel Achutz, was external. Evyim B'Toyro. What does it mean, Evyim B'Toyro? A person who is an impoverished person of Torah, he doesn't have Torah. What does it mean by him that he is a Yari L'Gehenim? That he will go down to Gehenim? Mi Shebiyodoy Sibuk Lilmoy V'Loy Lomad. A person who has that ability to learn, V'Loy Lomad, and he did not learn. Lefichach, Amru b'nei Kairach, Chatzai b'nei Kairach said, Hoyi l'kach hu matin schara shel Taira. If this is the reward of Taira, pi yidaber chochmais, my mouth will speak the words of chochma. Which chochma? Chochmas shel Taira. Chochmas shel Taira. V'hogus libi savunois. And I will be involved, libi savunois, in thinking about the Torah. Ate lemoshul ozni, lemoshlo shel Torah, ad kan l'shoinu. I will turn my ear to hear a moshul, which moshul, lemoshlo shel Torah. This is this beautiful medrash. The medrash tells us the importance of Talmud Torah. And the reward of Talmud Torah, the light that is waiting for those, which of course we're just saying words we can't really understand. What does this light mean? It's beyond comprehension. Someone recently asked me a question. He says he wants to look up the topic of Gehenim. He wants to see what it's like over there. I suggest he doesn't do it. Yeah, of course, you know, a certain individual doesn't like to listen to my advice. He did it anyway. He asked me to borrow a certain sefer, so I lent him the sefer. So he says to me like this. He says, okay, now I see how Chazal, how they depict Gehenim. Now I want to know, he says to me, what can you tell me about Gan Eden? What sefer, he says to me, can you recommend to see Gan Eden? Yeah, it's a true story. It happened, last week, I think it was. Yeah, last week. So I said to him, I'm sorry, I'm out of luck. You're out of luck. I don't have any sefer that discusses what Gan Eden is like. And I quoted to him a pasuk, a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel, Amar Aleph, you know, other Gemaras as well, the same Gemara. Ayin l'iros azul asalekecha. The Nevi'im. Nobody knows the greatness of what Gan Eden is waiting for us. It's beyond comprehension. It's beyond comprehension. Gehenim is explained to some degree, which of course we cannot truly comprehend, to encourage a person to realize, listen, don't put your hand in the fire. It hurts. It's painful. Don't do that virus. Gan Eden is beyond. It's even beyond. So even the Mishalim, the parables of this light, we can't even comprehend. His response back was, okay, he liked my answer. He was satisfied. So we have a little drop in the bucket of the reward of the discussion in today's share of what the Chafetz Chaim is bringing down from this Medrash is awaiting for those who are Omel B'Torah. Unfortunately, those who don't learn Torah properly, like Doeg Achi Teufel, they were tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. Yordin LeGehenim. As well as those who have the ability to learn Torah and they say, I'm not interested. It's not for me. Unfortunately, by them as well, it's also Yordin LeGehenim. We don't want to end on a negative note. We want to end on a positive note. As the Bnei Kerach said, Pi yidaber chochmois, that my mouth should speak chochmois, chochmoso shel Torah, the wisdom of the Torah. Have a nice day. Thank you.